Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a home show garden pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources, off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe, at FM 1488 and online at naturewayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And yes, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yeah, we are here with you this morning. Very excited about talking about our lawn and garden today because it's actually good timing with the weather coming tomorrow.
Yes. We got to get fertilizing.
Yeah.
Lots to do in the garden.
Yeah.
Even with the wind. Well, it'll be okay.
Right. You would have been proud of me. I planted some color in some of my pots this week. I'd gotten them from you. And they kind of sat there for a few days. And I got out there and did that yesterday. So that was so fun. It's just so nice to just, it's like, okay, not only is it off the list, but it looks pretty.
Absolutely.
So add that color.
Springtime in Houston.
I know.
It's beautiful.
So to remind you, if you are just waking up, good morning. And thank you for scrolling over and finding us on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And to remind you, this is a call-in show.
Yeah, you don't want to just sit here and listen to us talk.
No.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Yeah. And if you do, that's fine. But we love to have callers because, I mean, it can be maybe the same question, but it is still different, which is so fun. So you can call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number.
And call us early in the show because everybody waits till the last second.
Right. And last week, we had so many callers at the end. You ran into the studio afterwards to take some of the calls.
Yes, offline.
Yes, offline. She felt so bad.
I like everybody to get their questions answered.
I know. So, you know, get in the queue early on. You know, think of what is going on in your garden.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. You know, it's funny because it doesn't matter. You know, I do talks all over Houston, right?
Yes.
And I did an herb gardening talk
for a
group of older customers. They're called the Keenagers at Prince of Peace Catholic Church. Adorable group. But I talked about herb gardening. So I take all my herbs and I show them how to plant them. And, you know, they've been gardening longer than I've been alive. And they, you always learn something, right? Which is great. But it doesn't matter what I talk about. We always end up talking about lawns and weeds.
Which is your favorite.
And then they'll have me back to talk about lawns and weeds.
Oh, how fun.
Because when people are asking somebody to come and do a talk, they're thinking lawns and weeds, that's boring.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to come to
that. But then the questions start coming about lawns and weeds. They're like, oh, this isn't boring.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because Sherry makes it exciting.
Well, because I get excited about it.
Yeah.
Because it's my favorite topic.
Well, and it's such an aha when you're talking to listeners about it, or when you're talking to me or texting me, telling me what I need to do on my lawn, because you explain it.
The whys.
Yes, the whys. And I love that. So,
because there's always a reason why.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, plants aren't here to be sick and to not thrive.
Right.
And if they're not, there's a reason.
There's a reason. Well, like early on when I first started doing this with Home Show Garden Pros, I remember Mike Sorant from MicroLife. He says, Sandy, the weeds aren't there just to make you mad.
Yeah. And they're not there because it's not your neighbor's fault.
Oh, I know. I love those.
It's always, you know, there's a few that'll kind of creep in your yard. But you can only control what you can control.
Right.
Which is your yard.
Yeah. And your soil.
And your watering. And your mowing.
Right. Yeah. And watering is a big deal. And that was a cure-all for me.
Yeah.
And my lawn is still recovering from that one patch. But you would be so proud because there are nice long lines of the St. Augustine that are creeping over it. And
I think it should be harder for people to purchase herbicides. Oh. You know, anybody can go into a box store, grab something on the shelf and go put it out, and it says weed out. Like it says it's going to kill that weed, but the problem is we end up doing more damage to our lawn, our desirable turf, whether that be Bermuda or St. Augustine or a mix of both.
Right.
You end up doing more damage, and what happens? More weeds come in.
Right, because you've weakened your whole system, right?
And this transition that we're having from spring to summer, this the next probably 2 weeks is when I'll start seeing a lot of herbicide damage.
Oh, and, people will bring pictures or samples.
Yeah, just driving around, I'll start to notice it.
Yeah.
Because herbicides and temperatures are not friends. So high temperatures.
Sounds like they would be burning something.
Yeah, well, it's just they react. The warmer we get, and it doesn't have to be hot. I mean, it could be like 90, 92 degrees, and you'll have damage.
We're saying that 90 is not that hot.
Well, it's not. 100 is hot.
But yes, and the point is, when you read that on the container, kills weeds, it also kills a lot of other stuff around it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's not just picking on the weeds.
Yeah.
You know, and some of your soil web underneath, you know, your
last year this time, we were already creeping up in the 90s. And there's that weed killer called glyphosate, which is in, let's say, Roundup.
Okay.
And when you spray that, you might be spraying it on the cracks of your driveway or on rock areas. You spray that, it vaporizes over 90 degrees. You can't see it.
Yes.
And then it moves in the wind.
Oh, my.
And it settles on things. And certain plants are very sensitive to the toxic effects of it, and will distort and look weird. Tomatoes are one of those.
Oh.
Roses are one of those. I've seen a lot of misdiagnosed rose rosette disease, which is really just glyphosate damage.
From catching it in the wind.
And then people yank all their roses out because they think it has disease. So
that is spooky. Yeah. That it vaporizes at a certain temperature. So keep that in mind. And, you know, I mean, we love to talk about all the organic items that we can suggest. And there might be, every once in a while, I'll hear you, you know, say, well, okay, we'll use this or something.
Yeah.
But we like to start organic. And
well,
we like
I'm more natural in my practices.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you've got to break out the big stuff.
Just like with us.
Yes.
You know, we like to take care of ourselves and everything. But every once in a while, you got to do something more drastic. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. It's such an exciting morning. Sherry has been in the business since she was walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a second generation. So give her a call at 281-833-3333. What's happening in your lawn and garden? And when we return, we'll talk with Alan after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Humanity came from the sea. Or so they say, who knew garden goodness could as well? Coast of Maine's sea-sourced resources like salmon, seaweed, lobsters, and mussels give your garden a boost of life. Start with organic compost-based soils, mulches, and fertilizers. As they say in Maine, it's wicked good. Give your garden high-quality inputs for the ultimate results. Ask for Coast of Maine at your favorite garden pro and learn more at coastofmaine.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. You can call us. You can chat with Sherry. She is the expert this morning at 281-833-3333. And we'll get to our line of callers already for you, Sherry.
Yeah, but first I want to talk about an expert tip.
Yes.
Use good soil. Let's start from the beginning with good soil. And Landscaper's Pride makes that super easy for us to do. You know, we're getting out. It's April. It's time to plant. Mm-hmm. It's time to freshen up your beds. Build your beds.
Yeah.
You know, you want to start with the best soil possible. And Landscaper's Pride has a whole line, 27 different bags of beautifully crafted soils for you to build your beds, plant in your pots, mulch afterwards. Mm-hmm. They have a pot dirt. It's OMRI certified organic soil. It's called pot dirt. It's got a pot on it. It's a beautiful mix of super soil. So it's been just fertilizer charged,
yeah,
with worm castings and vermiculite, and it's just perfect for all your seasonal color. And they also have Gardener's Magic for all our veggie gardeners out there. It's just ready to go. You just dump and go. You don't have to mix. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure what to use, if it says Landscaper's Pride on the bag, you know you're starting out good.
Right.
And of course, our favorite, Black Velvet mulch.
Yeah. It's a staple.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just had some landscaping help done not long ago. But even then, you know, even after that, I'll walk around and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, there's a spot that needs some help on,
yeah,
you
just
know,
kind of refresh it a little bit.
Yeah.
So for more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com. Mm-hmm. Join their Facebook, their Instagram. You know, Lacey does an amazing job on their social media.
It's fun.
And you can go to Home Show Garden Pros. But all the Home Show Garden Pros should carry Landscaper's Pride.
Right. Soil, soil, soil. It all starts with, you know, what we're
I mean, if you're going to take your time and energy.
Right.
Why not just start, you know,
good right stuff.
Now. Don't put cheap dirt
in
an expensive plant in cheap dirt.
Right. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. Get good quality mix and
You'll be calling with all of your success stories.
You got it.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Alan on the line for you, Sherry. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. Thank you. So, like y'all have taught me.
Uh-huh.
Don't plant a $10 plant in a $1 hole. Do it the other way.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I had to learn that the hard way, but I'm learning.
And when you do that, you have success. When you do it the other way, you fail, and then you think you're the bad gardener.
Yeah.
If I would have been smart, I would have been preparing my beds in November, not waiting until the last second. Now I'm trying to go ragged, getting everything done at one time.
Yeah. That's typical. So, hey, we're all doing it.
Two questions. Mm-hmm. My wife planted a hosta in one of our porch pot plants or pots, whatever you want to call it. And I was reading on the tab, and it said it grows like 18 inches tall, 48 inches wide, whatever. And I'm thinking, can we leave that in that pot, or are we going to eventually have to overgrow that pot?
Well, it depends on the size. It depends on the size of the pot. It will kind of naturally fluff over the side of the pot. I mean, I would keep it and enjoy it. And whenever it outgrows the pot, then you have a full size shrub to put out in the garden. But it will go dormant every year. It'll die back in the winter. It's supposed to go to sleep and then come back in the spring. So if you're going to transplant it, I would transplant it in the fall.
Okay, well, that's good. So the other question is, I'm making a new bed where I have two plants already established.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, 4 inches of potting soil, 2 inches of mulch.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what y'all told me.
And
So since these plants are already established, when I put my potting soil in there, do I just kind of keep the soil off of the bottom of them, the plants?
Yes. Don't build it up onto your plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
No mounding.
Like I said, I thought about digging them up and then replanting, but I thought, man, I'm afraid they'd go into shock because they've been established for a while. And I thought, man, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that going into the summer because you don't want to disturb roots. So, you know, just put a little bit of fresh soil on top and then you can put your mulch.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, if you're using the black velvet mulch, it's got a good compost component to it. So save a step and don't put any more soil out. You know, if you don't need to add soil, you can just add that composted mulch. That'll turn into soil over time.
Yeah.
And that's called, what is it? Y'all have that, I know. What's it called again?
Black velvet. It's black not velvet. Dyed. It's an aged mulch. Mm-hmm. It's aged to be a really dark chocolate pretty color.
Yeah, and it feels, you can feel the compost in it.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Okay, beautiful.
Landscaper's Pride.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate you. As
Thanks,
always.
Alan. Thank
you.
Have a good day.
God
Thanks
bless.
For listening.
Bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm Sandy.
Yeah.
Here with Sherry. We are taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we're going to talk with Morris.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsbury, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy, and Sherry is here taking your call. She is our expert this morning. She's always our expert.
I'm your know-it-all this morning.
There, we love it. You can call her at 281-833-3333. Easy phone number, and we've got a couple of calls that we're going to take after you've got some important information to tell us about
plants. You're getting out in the yard right now, and you're trying to decide what to plant. Mm-hmm. Now, Magnolia Gardens has made that easy for you. They have their whole line of tested and tried plants that are plants for Texas. They've marketed it, plants for Texas. They have a beautiful Texas-shaped tag with all kinds of great information and a beautiful picture on the front. They're Texas-born, Texas-tested for Texas gardeners, green thumb optional, meaning you're going to have success no matter what gardening level you have. Mm-hmm. I did a ton of these plants for Texas last year, and, you know, they died in the freeze. They're coming back.
Yeah,
because they're perennials. They, they're strong. They come back. So it's things like Mexican bush sage, Katie Rurelia, Society garlic, African bulbine, which is a great drought-tolerant one after that summer, and all the different dwarf lantanas, blue plumbago, salvias, ornamental grasses. So plants for Texas. They have the one-gallon pot that has a Texas on the pot or a Texas tag in it. Magnolia Gardens, plants for Texas. Get to your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Look for the plants for Texas. Yeah. If they don't have them, ask them where they are.
Yeah, yeah. Because they'll have them. They'll get them.
Yep. So for more information, you go to homeshowgardenpros.com or plantsfortexas.com and peruse the 40 seasonal varieties.
Right. Great place to start or to fill in or just to make a whole garden out of Plants for Texas.
You got it.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we've got Morris who wants to talk to you, Sherry. Good morning, Morris.
Well, good morning, ladies. My yard is scheduled to be aerated and compost top dressed next week, depending upon when it rains or not rain. Mm-hmm. But I noticed yesterday, I think I have take-all patch in a couple of spots.
Mm-hmm. And what makes you think that?
Well, I had it before, you know, about 20 years ago in a previous yard at another house. It's got a lime green color, you know, it's not yellow. It's not. It looks. It's some kind of fungus. I'm assuming it's like what I think I remember from
take all root rot. Yeah.
So 25 years ago.
Yeah. So a little bit of process of elimination. Have you put any products out with herbicide in them?
No.
Okay. Good. And have you put an iron fertilizer or an iron treatment out?
I've used the Nitrifol Super Turf. First of April.
Okay. So this is what I would do, because we want to hope that it's not take all root rot. But I have seen a few cases rearing their ugly heads this year. My best friend's yard has it. I'm going to go help her with that. But we want to make sure that it's not just a simple iron deficiency first. So get a liquid iron and spray it. If it regreens and doesn't reoccur, then it was just a simple iron deficiency.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Sometimes iron gets locked up in the granular form, and we have to go at it from a liquid standpoint.
Oh.
Okay. So do that first. If it fixes it, great. Problem solved. If it reoccurs, then we have to treat it like take all root rot, which is a long, lengthy, you know, you've already gone through it. There's fungicides that are listed for it. However, I don't find fungicides to be effective for it long term.
Mm.
Okay. You can get quick little band-aids out of fungicides, but you don't ever get past it with a fungicide application. So then we have to do more compost top dressing, organics, steer clear of herbicides, and all that good stuff. So you know the song and dance, Morris, right?
Well, I did long ago.
Okay. So let's process of eliminate first before we react to the fungus. Do the iron, and let's see how that
the iron
goes.
Liquid iron.
I don't need to go out and get a fungicide.
No. Do not ever buy a fungicide for take all root rot, no matter what anybody ever tells you.
Mm.
Let me just tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Because you will waste your time and money, and you will go backwards.
Okay.
So the
compost top dressing is good for it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna do that anyway.
And that's how you want to go about it. Do the compost. We're going to switch to a more organic regimen in the meantime till we build that soil back up. You got to build the good guys to eat the bad guys, basically.
So an iron spray first.
Yep. Chelated iron spray on the grass now. And let's just cross our fingers and hope that fixes it.
Okay. Is there any particular brand? I mean, I'm going to go to Warren's this morning.
Okay. See if they have Fertilome liquid iron.
Okay. I've used that before.
Yep. It's a chelated liquid iron. Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Morris. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, the
great call.
Take all root rot is scary. It's. I've seen a few little cases. It's always stress induced.
Okay.
So shady areas, foot traffic, over chemically treated. There's always some stress involved.
Okay.
So we gotta figure out what that stress is. Tree roots, something.
Right.
But let's just hope in Morris's case that it's just a simple iron deficiency.
Yeah, that's great information. And like I say, give us a call because, you know, a lot of people may see something in their lawn and it might be the same question.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
281-833-3333.
But Sherry,
yeah,
we love
Peerscapes.
Yes.
Peerscapes, they've been in business for over 30 years. Yeah. And you know, if somebody's been doing it that long,
right,
they've got it down, right? So they're a full service landscape company. They can do everything from complete new landscapes, brand new home, never been landscaped. They can do the complete new landscape. A redesign, a refresh, like you've lived there for 30 years and it's time, right?
Yeah.
Plants don't live forever and it's time to update it, you know, kind of make it more current. Mm-hmm. They do hardscaping, pavers, so pathways and retention walls, not ponds, fire pits. I mean, we got to get ready for this beautiful weather and in the fall,
right,
you know, when we can get out and enjoy the evenings. Outdoor lighting.
Uh-huh.
Mine, did you get your appointment?
Oh, yeah. Mine's on the list. And he's coming. I think he's coming because hubby wants to be involved now.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm excited.
Know, your hubby's very artistic and he's got the eye for design that
I'm
way.
I'm thinking that'll just add some lights. So I'm like, okay, that's good.
They're licensed irrigators. So they can work on your existing sprinkler or install a whole new one. And they are drainage experts. Like drainage is an art.
It is.
And
you can't just dig a trench.
No. So for more information, call Peerscapes, 281-370-5060. Or you can go to peerscapes.com. That's PEARCEscapes.com.
Perfect. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Billy and Ferris after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sorry, I just kind of, boom, Jumped right in there. Good morning.
Waking you up.
That's right. I hope you're enjoying your coffee or your orange juice, whatever it is, while you're listening to Sandy and Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros. And like I've
Good morning. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Enchanted Gardens is located at...
And good morning. We're sorry for that little bump. We have those bumps every once in a while, but we're here. Sandy and Sherry are still here. We didn't get bumped out of here. So you can, like I was saying, you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got Billy on the line. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
What you got for me this morning?
Okay. So I have this area in my yard that I cannot keep grass growing.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I put new sod there. Normally what I do is I break up the soil, tilt it, and then add cow manure and top dressing.
Okay.
And then I put sod down, and every year it dies.
Okay.
It's right by the edge of the flower bed where I have a big pine tree. And then I have sidewalk and then the curb, which is the same thing. In the soil that's there was dirt. It's real hard and dry.
Yeah. Yeah, so that pine tree is creating a major competition for that grass. So you're putting cow manure down. Have you ever put a leaf mold compost down?
No.
Okay, and there's different quality or different grades of cow manure. In the state of Texas, you only have to have 10% manure in a bag to call it cow manure.
Really?
Yep. So usually it's some kind of topsoil with a sprinkle of cow poop in it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not always the best thing to put in under your sod. So I would do leaf mold compost. Put it down thick, then put your sod on it, and then do hand watering through the summer. Do not rely on a sprinkler system.
Oh.
And I think you'll probably have better success using a different type of soil.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what about any, because you mentioned, Billy, you'd mentioned about the hard soil. So does he need... Like Humates Plus?
Well, leaf mold compost loosens soil. So anything extra that you can do, Humates Plus, liquid seaweed, Microlife 624, like there's so many things you can do.
All right.
But the compost is going to be the most important part.
All right. One step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do a thick layer of that compost.
There's another problem.
Yes.
So on the curb by the street and sidewalk, it's slanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a grade. So sometimes when I put the topsoil and then I water it, the topsoil flows off into the street.
Yeah. So do compost, one. Don't do topsoil anymore. Topsoil is just sand, clay, and weed seeds. We want compost. Do a very thin layer and do it in gradual, like do a little bit this week and a little bit next week. And don't do it right before a heavy rainfall. And what we're doing is we're building the organic component of that soil that will help water move down into the soil instead of going off the soil into the curb. So that will, over time, help with erosion.
Okay. Should I tilt it in or no?
Well, I mean, if you have the capabilities of tilling, then you certainly can. I don't have a tiller. I've never done tilling in my yard. You could just do like a little fourth of an inch of compost, and then in 2 weeks.
No, I bought one.
Oh, you have one. Then great. Go ahead and till it up and till that compost in there, till some organic fertilizer, and then resod.
Should I build a little retaining wall to keep it in?
Not necessarily. No, you don't need to.
Okay.
No. We just want to make water move down the soil, not off the soil. Okay? And when we increase that organic material, that's what's going to happen.
Thank you so much.
You All bet. Right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day, Billy.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got Ferris on the line. Good morning, Ferris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. You bet.
I've got a chinch bug question for you.
Okay.
Last summer, they got me last summer. So at the end of the summer, I went and got the Bifen LP granules.
Yeah.
And put those down. and you know, the yard really looks great this year. It's doing real well.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. So I didn't kill all my St. Augustine. But my question is, you know, when should I put it down this year? I know it's probably too early now, but I've still got some left. I've got about half a bag. So what would you suggest as far as timing for putting down the chinch bug prevention?
Yeah, typically the end of May is the earliest that we'll see active chinch bugs in large enough numbers to do damage. We need heat. We need dry. That's what they thrive on. They like a stressed out yard. So one, let's keep our yard in tip-top shape and no stress. And two, I would say the beginning of June, you could put your rest of your bifen down.
Perfect. All right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet, Ferris. Have a great day.
Great information.
Yeah, chinch bugs are a summertime problem. They can work into the fall, depending. Mm-hmm. Like last year was really hot and dry, so we saw a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, it was really hot.
So the name of the game is just keep things not stressed. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a bad infestation last year, like Ferris is doing, put an application out. But I wouldn't say just go put an application out if you didn't have a problem.
Right.
Like, okay. I didn't have them, so I'm not going to treat.
Okay.
You know? We want to not put chemicals out if we don't have to.
And it sounds like the name of the game is also monitor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, April, May, sometimes we have heavy rains, mm-hmm. you know, so we might be having issues with, you know, standing water in May.
Yeah. Whereas and you won't have chinch bugs. We won't have chinch bugs if we're wet.
So. Right. And then come June, it's going to be hot and dry. So we need to keep an eye on things. Sprinklers and
be vigilant.
Drainage.
Yeah. And let's not be reactive.
No. No, of course.
Observant.
Right. Observant. As you're listening to us with your cup of coffee.
Yes.
You can observe what's going on in your backyard and give us a call. We want to know what's happening back there on your patio or in your lawn. You can call Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Tony after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Fine privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Cinco Ranch in Katy. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Sugarland in Greatwood. Now is a perfect time to plant your shrubs before the heat of the summer sets in. Enchanted has a great selection for both sun and shade. We've just received new shipments of 1 gallon and 3 gallon varieties, so be sure to visit if there's something you've been looking for. Our perennial selection will make you so happy. We've got a great selection of natives and Texas superstar plants in stock. Come on out and take a look. We have all of the heat-tolerant, summer-blooming annuals and perennials that you've been looking for. We have tons of options for both your beds and containers. Surely you'll find something that you can't live without. If you're looking for that special gift for Mother's Day, we've got it. Whether it's a gift card, something from our gift shop, or a live blooming plant. If you hadn't gotten your fruit trees in the ground, you've still got time. We just got a great shipment of citrus, fruit, and berries. So come on out and take a look. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I am sorry, Joey, that we kind of ran over you a few minutes ago on his great information. I love the Enchanteds. I'm telling you.
Oh, they're just bursting with color right yes. now. They do such an amazing job. Oh. And their growing operation, you know, they're growing a lot of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing.
So another, you know, generational garden center. So Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You've got to go and visit
it's,
them.
Even if you don't live close by, oh, it yeah. is worth the trip out
I mean, everything in Houston, we drive everywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Well, and yeah. speaking of Houston.
Yes.
If you live in Houston local. And you're not using MicroLife, mm-hmm. shame on you. MicroLife is made in Houston, for our crazy weather conditions we mm-hmm. have. It is 100% organic, beautiful, natural fertilizers that actually biologically charge our soils here and help it get through the stressful times. Yeah. So things like MicroLife Humates Plus, everybody should be putting that on your yard right now to get it ready for this hot summer that we're about to have.
Because we know it's going to happen.
We're going to be yeah. hot. We're going to be dry. And if you put the MicroLife Humates Plus, it helps your water penetrate down into your soil. And that's where we want our water to stay, in our soil. Mm-hmm. It's our money.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be going down
flowing
the Galveston
down
Bay,
the street.
Right?
Yeah.
So MicroLife Humates Plus and the MicroLife 624 should be spread over every inch of everybody's yard to yeah. help with water retention and plant health. And I mean, just makes everything happy and healthy in your yard.
And it's safe.
Safe for your pets, your plants, your people.
Mm-hmm.
Which and is that's so, what we want our yeah. yards to be. So MicroLife Humates Plus, their whole line of beautiful organic fertilizers can be purchased at all the Home Show Garden Pros, and mm-hmm. most of them offer the refill program for yeah. their 7-pound jugs. So for more information, you go to microlifefertilizer.com or go to Home Show Garden Pros. And, you know, everybody should be using MicroLife.
I know. Well, and I took some up to my daughter-in-law a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and she was thrilled with it. So.
I mean, I have people all over the U.S. contacting me going, where do I get this MicroLife?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're very lucky in Houston to have amazing products like MicroLife.
Yeah. So it needs to, I mean, it's on my shelf constantly. Mm-hmm. One of some things of the MicroLife. So.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. I just love your show. I learned so much.
Oh,
get up in the morning.
Aww.
Turn you on, put on my coffee, and I don't have to talk.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love it. So what do you have for Sherry?
Well, I bought what I thought was a little 4-inch pot of flat leaf parsley, and it turns out it was celery. So now I've got this big celery plant, and I'm not sure how to treat it, or it doesn't look like the celery at the store in one tall bunch. So I'm not
yeah.
sure what to do with it and when I can harvest it.
Well, it's celery leaf. And that's the type of celery that we sell here. It looks just like flat leaf parsley.
Oh.
And you can use the stalks of it, the little stems and the leaves, toss it and throw it into salad. Use it anywhere you would use celery. So soups, stews, fresh eating and salad.
Nice.
Okay.
It'll just give you that celery flavor.
Uh-huh.
And the root, you can actually use the root of it as well. You would have to kind of Google some recipes for that. I've never cooked with celery root, but I think that's where they're mostly using the celery root in soups and stews and things for that.
So what does it look like when she should harvest it?
Oh, you can use it at any point.
Okay.
So start using it.
Great. Sounds good. Hey, and one more quick thing. I did have a big chinch bug problem last year, and it totally ate up my small front lawn.
Yeah.
So we put down Palmetto St. Augustine this year. And before I did that, I put some leaf mold compost
great.
And the Humates Plus.
Ooh.
And it looks like a green emerald. It's so beautiful.
Oh. Wonderful. So just be very vigilant. Do everything you can do to try to keep the stress off of that yard. And if you want to do a treatment of an insecticide just to make sure you don't have it, then probably the beginning of June is when you would look at that.
And that would be the what insecticide was that I didn't?
The bifenthrin is going to be a very effective long-term treatment. There are things like there are natural like cedar-based products that you could put out if you didn't want to put any chemical out that will deter them. It doesn't kill, but it deters.
So bifenthrin, the beginning of June.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
All
awesome.
Right.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. I love it when callers say that she just ran down the list of what you would tell her about the compost uh-huh. and the humate. So Great job, Tony. And I'm just thrilled with her lawn that she's so happy about it. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. You too can join in on this conversation mm-hmm. with Miss Sherry at 281-833-3333. We just love our callers. We are so appreciative that you're joining us every Saturday morning from 7 to 9.
And you're sitting there having a question.
Yeah.
There's probably hundreds of people having the same question. So don't be scared to call us.
Right. Sherry's so easy to talk to. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I hope you are filling up your garden with lots of luscious and gorgeous plants. And if you haven't, come on down. We've got plenty. We're here every day with plants and helpful suggestions for you. And speaking of helpful suggestions, I'm going to say, May the 4th be with you. Why? Because that date is the date of our sip and stroll, the 4th of May from 5 to 7 p.m. Meet the experts in the local horticultural businesses, with samples, by the way, and none other than the Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry and Sandy. So, May the 4th from 5 to 7. See you there. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, big or small, we have it all. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It sounded funny. We're sitting here telling garden jokes.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We just like to have fun in the garden and in the studio, wherever you are. You can call Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got lines of callers for you, Sherry. I just love it. So good morning, Joseph. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
We're good. What do you have for Sherry?
All right, so I do lawn care, so I have a customer that has some grass. So before I received the lawn, before I started servicing this customer, the side of his driveway has grass.
Okay.
And the grass died, right? And this grass just like dissipated, like it just turned brown, it just died. So he put some sand in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I told him I think he put way too much sand.
Yeah.
Tried to make it grow back. He stuck some more grass plats in there, and it did the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if this, and he said he's treated it for whatever it is that he thought maybe was in there.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get the grass to grow on this side. It just keeps. Now, there's patches. Now, there are patches where the St. Augustine did take.
Yeah.
But there's through.
It's the struggling.
Yeah.
It's beyond struggling. It's like you can see the root of the grass.
Yeah.
Okay. So since we don't know why it died. Mm-hmm. We're just starting over, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, sand is inert, and it doesn't hold on to any nutrients, right? And it doesn't hold on to moisture. And there is a use for sand in the lawn, but it is not in St. Augustine.
Okay.
So let's switch over to compost, get him to do compost. We got to rebuild that soil. He does not need to remove all that sand, just start adding compost to it. Okay. We've got to rebuild that organic component of that soil so that St. Augustine wants to root into it and grow. It doesn't want to grow on sand. It can if you're watering and feeding enough, but nobody wants to do all that work. So I would just kind of rake it up a little bit, get a good thick layer of compost in there, and then resod on top of that, and then have him do some hand watering. Don't rely on a sprinkler system, especially when we have a sandy base and we're going into the summer. Once we build that soil up, the sprinklers will be enough. Okay. But until then, and then what we want to do is monitor it. And as soon as we start seeing it retreat again, or if it does, it starts looking bad, then we want to get trained eyes on it. So then you would send pictures into homeshowgardenpros.com to get a good diagnosis, because we can't know what happened in the past unless we see the decline.
Right.
Decline.
And I have photos. I do have photos of it where I took pictures, and that was my next, what I was going to do was just a small section of it.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to a friend of mine, and he said, hey, he goes, try putting some chicken manure into the grass, like just in a small area, and see what it does.
Yeah, and I would take that up a notch. I wouldn't recommend chicken manure necessarily 100% for the grass. We need to get that fungal bacterial component in 50-50 kind of ratio. And leaf mold compost has that.
Yeah.
If you just do chicken manure, that's just bacterial. We want to have a little bit of both, and you need that good leaf material to build the structure of that soil, which is not there because we have sand. We have sand and clay.
Right.
You know, you already have a clay base, and then he put the sand down. So we want to get some good leaf material in there.
And your St. Augustine will really like that.
Oh, he'll
be very happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Does that help?
Thank you so much.
And Joseph, send me the pictures. Send to Home Show Garden Pros. Send the pictures of what it looked like before, and if you have any, and we can kind of get our eyes on it so we know more what you're talking about.
Right. Homeshowgardenpros.com, and it's easy. You just upload the picture.
Yep. Yeah.
All righty. I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joseph. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So what a great question.
Yeah.
You know,
lawn problems are coming up.
Right. And folks talk about, you know, they don't know, you know, sand, topsoil, compost, what the difference is. And it's such a great piece of information when you tell them we need all the components for
our
soil.
And it's hard because anybody will take gardening advice from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, my neighbor told me to do this, and my so-and-so co-worker told me to do this. And, you know, there's a little bit more to it. There is some science involved, and there's some thought involved. And make sure you get good information from the right people.
Right. That's your pet peeve, is misinformation that we see on
social media. Oh my gosh, there's so many YouTubers and social media influencers that I'll be like, "Oh, they're so charismatic and they're fun to watch, but they're giving bad information to the masses."
Yeah.
And then people make these mistakes and then they think that they just can't garden. Mm. And that's not the case.
You can
if you have the right information.
Right.
And I don't know everything.
And the right tools.
But I know a lot.
Oh,
and I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I already did all these things.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I already failed.
Right.
That's how I learned.
And it doesn't need to be overwhelming.
No.
You know?
But I mean, it's always about the soil.
Right. Let's figure out what it is that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of work from there.
Yes.
Or you can call us and tell us about how successful something was. Like Tony. Tony had a great success story about her palmetto. And she put down leaf mold
and humates.
Yeah. So, yes, we'd love to hear your stories at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sandy and Sherry are here, and Sherry is your expert, ready to take your questions and concerns about your lawn and garden after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
In a sea of boring concrete driveways and patios, your home deserves to stand out. System Pavers can make it happen with a beautiful paving stone remodel. Twice as durable as concrete, pavers create outdoor spaces that are as easy on the eyes as they are to maintain. From driveways and walkways to patios and pool decks, we design and build gorgeous spaces you'll enjoy for years. Get started by booking a free consultation at systempavers.com/radio. That's systempavers.com/radio.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry.
Yes, and we are just having a good old time this morning.
We are. I'm like, where are we? Okay, we're here.
Well, we're here, and we're talking about the Woodlands Tree Expert.
Yes.
So the Woodlands Tree Expert says Ed Dolphin. He's the board-certified arborist, the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years' experience, you know, we have so many sponsors with many, many years of experience.
Yes, I love that.
And that's what you want. You want somebody who's been doing this for a while, who knows what they're doing. You know, it's not not their first time. And Ed can speak for your trees. He'll come out and assess all your tree's needs, from soil and fertilization to insect problems to planting, pruning, and if need be, removal. And right now, especially today with the high winds, we need to make sure our trees are safe for our enjoyment, our family's enjoyment. You know, when the heavy winds start and big limbs can fall, that could be dangerous. So you need to get your trees looked at by Ed to make sure that they're safe for your family to enjoy. And your trees give the most value to your landscape and to your property values. Yeah. So we want to make sure and protect our trees. So call the Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed Dolphin. Call him today, 713-703-2701, or you can go to the woodlandstreeexperts.com. Yeah. And you know, I got the pleasure of making videos.
I know. They're so great.
He's such a good knowledge. And he's got a good radio voice, too.
He does. He does. And a good Santa Claus voice.
I know. He does. He looks like Santa. He's so cute.
So, Ed Dolphin, Woodlands Tree Experts. It's funny. I was answering some questions on Ask a Pro on homeshowgardenpros.com, Ask a Pro. And I only answer the ones that
you definitely know.
That I, like, you know, refer me to. Yeah. And there were several last night that I referred Woodlands Tree Experts to because they were having tree issues.
Yes.
And I was like, absolutely right. Don't just take the word of somebody.
No.
Yeah. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Good morning. I just caught the tail end of your last call, so hopefully I don't think this is what you were talking about, but what's the best way to level a lumpy yard?
Great question.
Okay, so we talk a lot about compost, but for leveling purposes, and this is the only time I tell people to use sand or topsoil, is leveling. So if you're filling in a hole, and I like topsoil better than sand for leveling, in a St. Augustine yard, if we're doing Bermuda, you can go with sand, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So for leveling, use topsoil. For amending, use compost.
Mm-hmm. So my yard is St. Augustine, but just the whole yard in general probably needs to be leveled off, just from some of the drought and just kind of it's all over the place. You probably break your ankle if you try to run in my backyard.
But. Yeah. So for leveling, just go ahead and bring it up to grade. Fill those ruts and those holes in with topsoil and get a good composted. Like Landscaper's Pride has one that's been composted. It's less likely to have weed seeds in it.
Nice.
So you just throw it down and rake it in?
Yeah, just put it on, just dump the bag, rake it in until it's level. I've seen people get 2x4s out to, pull it back over the area so you get a nice level.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Alan, for the call. And I always tell people, do the topsoil and then put a little layer of compost on top just to amend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Alan, if you are still there, remember that. So
there you
topsoil and a little bit of compost.
You got it.
Yeah. Because we need to get those lumps and bumps taken care of.
And topsoil has just a little more structure.
Yeah. It's going to fill it in a little bit more. So great call. Don't ever be worried that, you know, we've already answered it, because there's always another version of something.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return with Mark after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.